to the tissue and waste to the kidneys. Blood is alive. It contains living red and white blood cells that nourish and cleanse the body. To lose too much blood is to lose consciousness, breath, and eventually our very lives. If a person already dead is cut open, blood does not flow. Only the living have blood that flows. Blood has been used throughout the ages in ceremonial ritual. In pagan times, our forebears placated and importuned their gods with blood sacrifice. And today, indeed, we are not so very different. In our churches, there are those taking communion, drinking the wine that symbolizes Christ's red blood. Blood is the precious balm that sanctifies life. It is the means by which we can, through donation and transfusion, heal the sick. Its hue is the colour of warning, of danger, of arousal. Now, can anyone else come up with some more blood-related facts? Yes, Camilla. Miss, it's red because of hemoglobin, and vampires drink it. There were a few giggles, and Miss Flanders raised her eyes to the ceiling. We must be careful, Camilla, to distinguish the facts from myth.